Perek Mem Gimel, the people's reaction to Yirmiyah's prophecy and his admonition that they should not leave Yehuda. Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi kechalot Yirmiyahu ledaber el kol ha'am. As Yirmiyah finished talking to the people, et kol divrei Adonai Eloheim, all the words of Hashem their God, asher shelacho Adonai Eloheim aleihem, that God has sent to them, et kol advarim eli, all of these words. Pasuk Bet. Vayomer Azariah ben Hoshaya, Vayohanan ben Kareah. This Azariah ben Hoshaya, we will make the assumption that he is the same Vizaniah ben Hoshaya. Vizaniah ben Hoshaya would be the same person. Maybe he had a different name. Some poetically say that initially he's talking about Yizaniah, that anything that Hashem should hear them. And Azariah is saying, no, God should just help us, not necessarily whether we listen or not. But that's just a more poetic understanding of what's happening and transferring of the attitude of the people. So, Vayomer Azariah ben Hoshaya v'Yohanan ben Kareah kol ha'anashim ha-zedim. It's the first time that they're actually being described as zedim, evil people. Omerim el Yirmiyahu, they answer Yirmiyahu, Sheker atam daber, you are speaking falsehood. Lo shelachecha Adonai Eloheinu lemor lo tabo Mitzrayim v'gur shama. Hashem did not send you to tell us, don't go to Mitzrayim to dwell there. And of course, this is the ultimate tragedy of Yirmiyahu's Nevi, Nebuah, that even at the end of his career, at the end of his life of being a Nevi, and after everything he said is proven correct, they still accuse him of falsehood, they still don't listen to him. And what was their ta'anot? So the Rishonim, some of the Mefarshim, they put in their mouths that Abarbanel says, why did they say Lo Shlachah Adonai? The question was very skeptically, why did it take so long if you're a Nevi? Why did it take 10 days? The Malbim says that they would say, why would God choose a miraculous path? Leave us in here and save us from Babel when he could just command us to go to Mitzrayim, which would be a natural path. So these were some of their rationalizations why they accused Yirmiyahu of speaking sheker. But the main accusation comes up now in Pasuk Gimel. Ki baruch ben Neriya mesit otecha banu. And he says a rather interesting claim. Rather, Baruch ben Neriah is inciting you against us in order to deliver us as the hands of Bavel, to kill us and to exile us to Bavel. So they accuse Baruch. Why would they accuse Baruch? So there are different approaches. Some say, the Abarbanel says, that they knew that Baruch was trying to become a Nevi, wanted Nevuah, as we'll see, one Perush of Perek Memhe. And so they felt that he personally wanted to stay in Eretz Israel because that would be the only chance that they would have to get Nevuah. So he didn't really care about the people, and he was just convincing Yirmiyah to tell them to stay so he can get Nevuah at Israel. Mitzudot said that they had certain previous grievances, and that very well could be that we do see the family of Baruch in certainly a pro-Yirmiyah mode beforehand, and that would mean taking on some level a pro-Babylonian stance and an anti-Egyptian stance because that's what Yirmiyah's Nevuot were during the time of Tzidkiyahu. So maybe these were people that were at odds. Baruch came from an important family that took that stand, and maybe they feel that he is still following in that approach, and that would radically follow in that approach, even when it would be clear at this point that the alliances were made with Melech Bavel won't work and putting the entire nation in danger. Pasuk Dalit. Velo shama Yohanan ben Kareah v'chol sarei hayalim v'chol ha'am v'chol Adonai l'shevet be'eretz Yehuda. Hanan Mikareah, the army officers, all the people did not listen to the voice of Hashem to settle in Yehuda. Vayikach Yohanan ben Kareah kol sarei hayalim et kol sheirit Yehuda asher shavu mikol hagoyim asher nidihu sham lagur be'eretz Yehuda. Yohanan ben Kareah and the hayalim take with them all the remnants of Yehuda from all the countries to which they have been dispersed to sojourn in the land of Yehuda. Pasuk Vav. Et gevarim et nashim et taf et binot hamelech. They took the men, the women, the children, the daughters of the kings. Et kol hanefesh asher yaniach nevuzar adan rav hatabachim et gedaliah ben ahikam ben shafan. And all of the people that Nebuzaradan, right, the executioner, left with Gedaliah ben Ahikam ben Shafan. Ve'et Yirmiyah Naviv et Baruch ben Neriah. They took Yirmiyah and Baruch with them. Right. Abarbanel says one of the reasons why they may have taken Yirmiyah and Baruch is they felt it was like almost like a good luck charm, a protection. Pasuk Zayin. Vayavo eretz Mitzrayim ki lo shameu bekol Adonai vayavo ad tahpanhes. So they come to Mitzrayim because they didn't listen to the word of God, and they come to a place called Tahpanhes. And this, according to the Malbim, is the final curse that's mentioned in Devarim Kafhet, where Hashem will bring you back to the way you to Egypt, the place you came from. Pasuk Het. Now we're going to read a nevuah of Yirmiyah. This is one of the last two nevuot that he speaks. Two nevuot that he speaks to She'erit Yehuda and Mitzrayim. We will see him speaking to Mitzrayim, but here it's speaking to the Jews in Mitzrayim about their end. And this becomes the first of two nevuot. This nevuah is from Pasuk Het till the end of the Perek. And in Perek Mem Dalid, there is a nevuah also about what will happen in Mitzrayim. Pasuk Tet. Kach biyadecha avanim gedolot utmantem bamelet bamalben asher bepetach bet paro betach panhes leinei anashim yehudim. So Yirmiyah is told to take an action, to perform an action, which always is there to strengthen the resolve of the Nevi and of the power of the Nevuah. Take in your hand the large stones, cover them with mortar at the brick kiln that is near the entryway to the palace of Paro in Tahpanhes, in the presence of the Jewish men. The fact that it says Bet Paro, I translated before as palace, but it very well, most probably not, means literally the palace, the main palace, because we know historically that Paro did not have his palace in Tahpanhes, right? But this may have been some dwelling of nobility, of local rulers, or it may have been some temporary dwelling of the king that he would come, but it certainly wasn't the main palace. Pasuk Yud. Ve'amarta lehem ko amar Adonai sivaot Elohei Yisrael. Tell them, this is what Hashem has said. Hineni sholeach v'lakachti et Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel avdi. I will now bring Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel, my servant. V'samti kiso mimal avanim ha'ele. And I will put his seat on top of the bricks. Meaning on the house of this Paro, this Bet Paro, that's where he's going to place his seat. Asher tamanti, on the bricks that I have buried. Venata et shafriro alehim. And he will place his tent upon them. And the Radak says that it's not just a regular tent, it's a royal tent. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Uba vehika et eretz Mitzrayim. He will come and hit Mitzrayim, strike the land of Egypt. Asher lamavet, lamavet. Whoever is destined for death will get death. Asher l'shevi, who is ever destined for captivity, l'shevi, will go to captivity. Asher l'harev, l'harev. And whoever is for the sword shall meet the sword. Pasuk Yud Bet. Actually, here, if you notice, there's a Kri Uchtiv, it says Uba Uba. Right? Ba Uba. So, the Radak says that Ba is Nebuchadnezzar himself, and Ba is his armies and his Mahane. So they will both come. Pasuk Yud Bet. V'hissati esh bebatei Elohim Israel. I will set fire to the temples of the gods of Egypt. Usrafam, they'll burn them. V'shavam, and it will plunder them. Ve'ata et Eretz Mitzrayim, he will wrap up the spoils of Mitzrayim. Kasher ya'te haro'e et bigdo, like a shepherd wraps himself in his garment. V'yatza misham b'shalom, and he will leave there in peace. So, God, Yirmiyah is telling that God will destroy the gods of Mitzrayim, which will warn the Jews to stay away, according to the Abal Banel. And then he says, Usrafam v'shavam. Radak says, Usrafam, the temples, v'shavam, and he will take the booty, which is the gold in the temples. Abal Banel says, no, Usrafam goes on the gods, and the booty is actually the people, the worshippers. The Kasher Yateh Ro'eh et Bigdo, right, just as a shepherd is inseparable from his garment, so too nothing will separate Nebuchadnezzar from the shalal of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'shibar et masebot bet shemesh asher be'eretz Mitzrayim v'et batei Elohim Mitzrayim yisrof ba'esh. And he will shatter the pillars of the temple of the sun. Bet shemesh here, according to Radak and the Mitzudot, is not the name of a place, but it's talking about the Beit, the temple of the sun worshippers, the sun god, which was a popular god in Egypt, that is in the land of Egypt, and he will burn down the temples of the Egyptian gods in fire.